Words tell the story. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Words tell the story. Everything I do, everything I say, everything I dream, everything I am, they're all expressed in words. And every word is a word of beauty, a word of love, a word of joy. Everything I do, I express myself in words. I say, I love me, and I mean it. I say I love me because that's the way I look at myself. I like me. That's the way I look at myself. I look at me, and I say I like me. And when I say it, I feel very good about myself. I feel very wonderful about myself. And really, that's the way it should be, isn't it? To feel wonderful about yourself, to feel good about yourself, to like who you are and what you're doing. I say to myself, I have ideal complexion. And I look at all the cells on my body and all the skin cells, and I say, oh, they are gorgeous. They are beautiful. They are wonderful. And the more I compliment them, the more I bless them, the more I love them, the more beautiful they are. And I do everything I can in word, thought, and deed to recognize that my skin is beautiful. My body is the temple of the living spirit. I am living an ideal body right now. I'm living an ideal life right now. I was looking for a few talks the other day, in fact this morning, and as I was looking for them, ah, so, my mind reminded me, I had put some of these talks for the seminar on different locations, and that's why I couldn't find them. I put them on the Absolute Philosopher, on meditation, on illumination, and I put them on Thought for Today. I put them on all these different locations. Now, why I did that, it was kind of silly, but I did it. So now I know where to find them. I know where to find them so Daniel, our webmaster, can put them in their perfect place. But why did I do that? Well, I thought that would be a nice place to do it. I was guided to do it, and I said, do it. Now, they're not lost, and they're not found. They're just always right there. And now they are going to be placed where I want them to be placed. These are words that say to me, all is in divine order. And even when confusion seems to reign in any area of my life, I just put my thought into the proper location, and all of a sudden they're back in order again. They're back in order, and they're back right where they belong, right where they should be. I speak my word, and my word is a power that brings great joy and great expression and great fulfillment in every area of my life. It's not a matter that things are not so. It's a matter that my words bring them forth in my awareness. They bring them forth in my understanding. They bring them forth in the light of my life. So I say to myself, all is in divine order, and lo and behold, I think all is in divine order, and I know all is in divine order, and I experience all in divine order. When I say there's confusion, then I sort of bring that forth in my life, and sadly enough, it doesn't have to be, but if I call it forth, if I name it and claim it, if I give it power by my thought, by my word, by my expression, then so it is. Is that what I want to experience? Is that what I want to know? Is that how I want to look at life? Is that what I want to see in my world? I can have anything I want in my world by having my thought reveal it through my words. And my words say, it is done. And lo and behold, it is done. It is so beautiful, so super, so wonderful, so fantastic. And it is always done. Now, is everything in my life like that? Is everything in my world that way? Exactly. Everything in my world is a revelation of what is already existing in me. Everything that I think already exists in me, and I want to reveal it outwardly, reveal it openly in my world, my life, and my experience. And I do that by speaking my word. Oh, my word is a wonderful thing. My word is a joyous thing. My word is a grand and glorious thing. My word is beautiful indeed, because I connect my word with everything beautiful. I go to my thesaurus, and I look up the word that I'm thinking of using. And I'm using the word invincible. And then in my thesaurus it says, wow, yes, and all sorts of beautiful definitions come up for that word. And I say that word, and I tout that word, and I give that word power, and invincible indeed, that is what I am. As I speak all the words that I want, all is in divine order. What a perfect set of words. All is in divine order. That means everything in my life. That means everything in my affairs. That means everything around me, through me. And I give Rex a big hug and I say, all is in divine order, Rex. And he looks at me and smiles and says, you bet. I was playing with the cat this morning as I was meditating, and she crawled up on my lap, and she crawled up on my lap, and I put her under my sweatshirt, and she just snuggled there for a few moments, and then she came out, and she went down, and then she came back on my lap. She wanted to get under my sweatshirt again, and then I put her there, and she loved it, and then she crawled out, and she did this, 8 or 10 times. Oh, she's got a mind of her own, and when she wants to do something, she does it. Now, she doesn't get angry about it. She just gently, definitely does what she wants to do. She speaks her word by her meow. She speaks her word by her purr. She speaks her word by her technique of expressing herself. Now, I speak my word in the same way. I speak my word with a smile on my face. I speak my word with joy in my heart. I speak my word with a tickle in my being that says, yes, isn't it wonderful? Isn't life fantastic? It is so great, so good. And then every time I turn around, life is so great and so good because I spoke my word. I made my claim upon the universal awareness, upon the universal allness. And I live in that awareness of the universal allness that says, all is good and very good. All is wonderful and very wonderful. All is me and super in every way. Yes, I can be sad or I can be glad. My words show the world what my feelings are. They show the world what my attitude is. They show the world what attitude I am taking about myself and all that is. And the world looks back at me and says, hey, I like your choices. I like what you have decided to do. You're taking a very positive, marvelous attitude toward all in life. And I think that is just beautiful, just wonderful. And, you know, I have to agree. It is beautiful and it is wonderful. And no matter what person I look at, no matter what is done, everyone that I look at says, wow, yes, this is fabulous. Wow, yes, we live in a great world. Yes, yes, everything is beautiful. Yes, all is in divine order now and forevermore. And as I proclaim this and claim this and know this and experience this, everything is in divine order now and forevermore. And everyone in my world knows it, because I reflect it outwardly, and they are my mirror reflecting it back to me, that all is in divine order. All is peace, and all is love, and all is joy, and all is wonder. My word is the power of my thought, expressing itself beautifully, fully, fantastically, under every circumstance, at all times. Because this is the reality of me. This is the joy of me. This is the love of me. This is who I am. And, my beloved, this is who you are. Because you are my creation. And I create only good and very good through every word that I speak. I love you. I love you. I love you.